Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Wednesday, April 10th. It's time to get caught up with disc golf news and growth in 10 minutes. We've got Yulee sightings, we've got PDGA growth, we've got course growth. Stay tuned, all that right after the news. Oh, and thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends. It means a lot. That's how we grow. Now let's get to it. First up on the news front, auctions galore. Yes, disc golf is growing, and you can see it in the fact that we have significant auctions going on about our history and our future. The IDGC Steady Ed and W.R. Jackson auction is being put on by the PDGA. The iconic courses at the International Disc Golf Center will be missed, but if you win one of the dozens of auctions, they will never be forgotten. Perfect man cave or home office decor. I will definitely be bidding on some of these items. Proceeds will go towards the restoration of the IDGC and the W.R. Jackson Memorial Disc Golf Course. Place your bid today. Auction ends in early May. Link in the show notes. And not to be outdone, Brixton, the Disc Golf Pro Tour, Brody Smith, they've got a bid and give going on. The auction ends today, the 10th of April. Get your bids in on some of these one-of-one signed trading cards. This is crazy. Listen up. Each card has a disc fragment embedded in it from a disc that the player threw in competition. For example, Simon Lazat's card has part of an MVP Neutron Dimension embedded in it, and it is signed by Simon. Check out these amazing one-of-one cards Brixton has put up for auction from Brixton. This autographed relic card is an exclusive item guaranteed to be authentic directly from the Disc Golf Pro Tour, not included in the 2024 Disc Golf Pro Tour set. It is designed as a one-of-a-kind card to be auctioned for charity supporting Edge, Uplay, the Paul McBeth Foundation, and the Saki Bomb Foundation. Proceeds will be divided equally among those four charities. This presents a rare opportunity to own a piece of history. Ain't that the truth? Thank you very much, Brixton. This is exciting. My apologies if you're listening to this tomorrow or the next day, but if it's still the 10th, go get your bids in. Link in the show notes. Our number three news story, PDGA ratings update. The Kristen watch continues. Kristen is still rated 999, which is impressive, but it is not the number everyone wants to see. The next submission deadline is Sunday, May 12th. Ratings update will happen on Tuesday, May 14th. Don't bother marking your calendars. I've got you covered. Our fourth news story of the day, the School of Disc Golf has reviewed Ideo shoes. So if you've been living under a rock for the past few years, there is a disc golf specific shoe company called Ideo shoes. They make a shoe called the Syncrasy. It is specific to disc golf in the following ways. It has a thick rubber toe cap. It has a pivot zone built into the heel, strategically flexible soles tailored to disc golf situations and stances. It's waterproof, lighter than hiking shoes or boots, tougher than trail runners. That's a nice sweet spot. And a minimal heel drop for optimal balance on all shots. If you're like me, you heard that they worked well but fell apart quickly. Apparently, while saying their return rate was right in line with the industry average, they also listened to the complaints and saw where the shoes gave out. They've got a new model available now, and the School of Disc Golf felt it was time to put Ideo's promise to the test. When contacted, the owner was ready with the following list, and all items, according to Ideo, were the result of direct or indirect customer feedback. Here's things that they upgraded on the newly released shoe. Updated heel counter material for better adhesion. Improved buffing and texturing of all bonding surfaces. Improved gluing pressure, heat, and time to ensure proper bonding of components. Anyway, there's like seven things listed, but almost every single one of them is, we made these things last longer. According to Craig Kitchens, the founder of Ideo Shoes, quote, "We had a great start with our shoes and made improvements across the board in order to address some minor warranty issues that we saw the first year. We maintained a warranty return rate of 3%, which is right in line with the major brands, but now with the updates, we sit at below 1% for the year, proving that we are listening to the community and growing as a brand to always provide the best possible product for disc golfers. Well said, Craig. Maybe it is time to give Itio Shoes another try. And our final news story of the day, Yuli in charge. This is from Stat Mando. This first part isn't, but the stat about Yuli later is. In 2023, Paul Ulibarri hit 89% of his C1X putts. In 2024, he leads the Pro Tour in that stat, sitting at 94.3%, 100 of 106 attempts. That is mind-boggling. That eclipses Andrew Marweed's league-leading 93% from 2023. Marweed is just shy of 92% this year and sits in second. Thank both of you guys for making the argument that we need smaller baskets each and every year. But seriously, congrats to Uli for clearly putting in the time and making his putt better. A 5% improvement when you are at that level is insane. Now it's time for some numbers. All right, Wednesday is PDGA growth and course growth day. We start with the top cash earners. On the men's side, Anthony Barella and Gannon Burr sit at 1-2, both had an off week. Nicholas Antola played at Persimmon. He got fourth, and he holds on to his third place in the MPO money race, just shy of $20,000. For reference, Anthony Barella is just over $30,000. On the women's side, Owen Scoggins, Missy Gannon, and Kristen Tatar sit 1-2-3. At Persimmon, Kristen won by 5 over Owen, who got second, and Kristen closes the money gap a little bit more. Owen has 21,600, Missy 19,200, and Kristen Tatar 18,800, just less than $500 behind Missy. When we compare the top 20 PDGA earners from 2023 to the top 20 PDGA earners in 2024 through five events. In 2023, they'd earned $176,000 at this point. In 2024, almost $270,000. 53% growth. That is fantastic. I love the smell of course growth in the spring. Ain't that the truth? The previous most new courses we had in a week was 23. In the past week, according to UDisc, there were 30 new courses put in the ground. That brings the total number of courses to 15,369. That's just under 18 new courses per week, or just over 2.5 courses a day. At the end of the year, I estimate that we will have over 16,000 disc golf courses, and just under 1,000 new courses. There are currently 98 countries that have disc golf courses, and 10 of them saw new disc golf courses pop into the ground in the last week. 17 of those were in the United States. 5 of them were in Norway, 2 of them were in Canada, and 2 in Iceland, and then Sweden, Czechia, Denmark, France, Austria, and Latvia each had one new course. And I've got to say, interestingly enough, I've seen Czechia on this list a few times this year already. That might be a new hotspot for disc golf. Keep your eye on that country. PDGA disc and basket approval growth. We used to be trailing by about 50%, and now we're only trailing by 40%. At this point last year, 274 baskets and or discs had been approved. At this point this year, 164. And we are actually at this point this year. All right. PDGA event growth. So this has been bobbing around the same number. Perhaps with the spring coming out, 2024 has finally taken an advantage over 2023 and will remain there. Right now, 2024, there's over 2,200 events. And 2023, just under 2,200 events. 1.3% growth in the number of events. And with springtime coming means more people attending disc golf tournaments. Until this week, we had been trailing. Actually, we're still trailing, but we'd been trailing by about 10 to 15%. And now, after this weekend, we are just trailing 2023's attendance by 6%, with 2023 averaging 58.6 and 2024 averaging 55 people per event average attendance. So much improved, and I hope that the spring will keep things going in that direction and we may actually eclipse 2023's 58 average of 58 people per event. Woof! My apologies for how confusing all of that may have sounded. We will close out the show with our PDGA membership growth. Current PDGA members is 98,804. Just so you know, we got about 1,200 new members, and I say we, meaning the PDGA, got about 1,200 new members in the last week. 100,000 could easily be eclipsed next week. Stay tuned. Make sure to listen in next Wednesday and every other day. Estimated total numbers at the end of the year, 133,192, about 2.5% less than we had at the end of 2023. Current highest PDGA number, this number is so crazy, it's so big, 284,456. That is a big number. We currently have 8,380 new members in the PDGA. Estimate that there will be about 21,000 by the end of the year. And that does it for us. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.